Okay.
All right, we are going to go out of executive session. ORS 192.660(3) and resume our normal meeting. And Commissioner McDowell.
I gotta go.
To leave.
I don't wanna know about that.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Oh, that's you?
Yeah.
So she sent you a gift?
Yes, I was in the hospital.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, thank you all very much.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
What did I do now?
Okay, thank you.
It was an edible arrangement.
I just wanted to know what that.
Yeah, that's.
The expense was, so.
It was because she went.
Yeah, you know, I approve of that expenditure then.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was an easy one.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
Okay.
I just sometimes have to ask questions when things seem a little.
Well, there's no reason not to.
John, I have a question.
Thank you, Jim.
I do have a question. Do we want to put everything in everybody's?
No, I don't need these anymore. If I'm getting that other thing, I don't want this because.
Yeah.
I don't like.
I know.
I don't like having your guys' signatures on checks with our check number on it.
Okay.
That, and you guys, you know, dropping those on our doorstep, I don't like that at all.
Okay.
If you feel that I need to look at the check, put them in my box here and I'll look at them.
Or send him an email.
Don't even send me an email.
But everybody got them, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was gone.
This is not secure.
I know.
And we don't need them on our doorstep.
Good point.
Yeah. No, I meant the email saying there's check here.
Yeah, 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 that would be fine. It's just.
Okay.
No, I like, because what I do when I look at these, since I assume that.
You do want this.
Yeah, I want that, I want that. But when I look at these, all I'm doing is making sure there's two signatures.
Yeah.
And if the signatures look right.
Yeah.
And you do want.
Check the amount.
Yeah, no, yeah, and I check the amount.
And you do want this.
Yes, I want that.
But you don't want the checks.
I don't want the checks.
Okay.
I want the check report.
Okay.
And I like.
That's a much easier deal.
I mean, yeah, and that, and look through and.
Okay. Because I wasn't thinking we wanted them put in the public, either in the public records.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, well, anything that you produce, even if you put something here for me to look at is public record.
That's true.
But at least it's not a public record that's sitting on my doorstep.
Yeah. I wasn't here, they set it on your doorstep?
No, 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 what I'm saying is, I mean, Brian does a pretty good job of knocking on the door and making sure it gets into my house.
Yeah.
But I don't want.
Yeah, see, from my front door, it makes no difference because we're set back from the street.
Yeah.
And you have to go back a ways.
Where do you live?
In Minnesota.
All right, I gotta go.
Okay, thanks, John.
Thanks.
Bye, John.
Bye-bye.
Okay, budget committee appointments and approval.
I'll send the guys in.
Yeah, send them in. Okay, like I said, let me get my. We got okay from Brian Garrett, Richard Flynn, Jerry Thacker, and Bonnie Robb.
Who are those people?
Budget committee.
Budget committee members?
They're just members at.
Of that one, of that one meeting that you were in last year.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you remember?
I do, yeah.
Down the primrose path.
And so, I don't know if anybody knows another person.
So you need two more or one more?
One more. I had two more, but they couldn't make, well, Gary was the one that couldn't make it and Peter.
Yeah.
Peter who?
Oh, Clay.
Clay.
Yeah, yeah, our.
John told us.
Yes, you can come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in our regular session, yeah, thank you. Let's see, and that budget meeting is what?
May 13th.
May 13th.
5:30.
Yeah, 5:30.
Are you wearing?
At what time?
5:30.
Yeah.
I just wanna get that clear on this.
Oh, yes, yes.
Can we use the fire district office for the budget meeting?
I'd have to ask permission, quite likely.
Okay.
But I always ask.
Because otherwise, it's pretty close in here.
It's awful cozy.
It's even worse than.
So how many total people did you figure you'll have then?
There should be 10 with.
Or there's supposed to be 10.
DJ.
Plus our.
But I'm not on the committee, but.
Plus the board.
Yes, no, that's. with the board, five, four and five.
Plus personnel, okay. 14, maybe 15?
Yeah, that would be the maximum.
I'm going on vacation in the morning, but when I get back, if you need more, I certainly can ask my neighbors. My cul-de-sac. Should I do that?
Yeah, if you've got somebody down, because we don't have anybody other than you down in that area.
Oh, okay. All right.
I can't think of anybody at this point, but if anybody thinks of anybody, so basically.
Where do we, to the meeting then with 10 or 12 people?
Right next door, across the hall.
We use the fire district office next door.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little big. Well, you were there last.
I thought we were over here.
No, we were over there.
Okay.
Over there.
So Larry's gonna ask his neighbors.
Okay.
And if anybody else comes up with a hot idea, we should get it done.
But I won't be able to ask them for a week. We're leaving tomorrow morning.
But that's fine, that's fine. I don't know, it was on the calendar to approve the members, but we can start out the budget committee meeting and make sure everybody's.
Typically, DJ, how long will that meeting take?
Well, if we don't have a board meeting after it, typically it goes till 7.
But the budget committee doesn't have to stay for the regular board meeting.
Right, right.
They're done.
Yeah.
So it's hour and a half and pizza.
Is there any application you want a potential member to fill out?
You just need to be a resident of the district.
Resident of the district.
A heartbeat.
Yeah.
Okay, so commissioner staff comments and somebody to sign checks. Anybody have any comments, things they want to talk about?
We have this week's checks done, if you get.
Oh, I do have a comment after looking at some of this information on the resolution and the fact that the SAO attorney, Ron Brown's connected with Steve Shropshire. You indicated that Steve had charged the district for that time, right? What was it, 300 or something?
298, 250.
250?
But.
What I'm concerned about is why Steve changed his mind. And I'm just wondering, why are we paying for erroneous, poor legal information?
What are we talking about?
I'm talking about making the payment to our attorney, Steve Shropshire.
Well, Sherry, just before you go on, I contacted Luann and I said, I think this should be covered under pre-loss legal. They did cover it and sent us a check for that, 290, 250.
Who paid, who sent us a check?
And when did they cover that? When did that take place?
It was right after the last meeting.
Oh.
Okay.
You got all these acronyms.
Because that was new information then, okay. My concern is that, I thought initially Steve had provided poor legal information to us. And that we were being charged.
For.
For his correction with the SAO attorney after they connected. And I thought that Steve should.
That's a rabbit hole, I don't think you want to dive down that one, Sherry.
Well, I'm just saying.
Your opinion may be right.
No, I understand the PR about it, but I think that.
My experience in my engineering career is don't argue with lawyers. I'll argue with architects and other engineers, but lawyers, it's kind of a waste of time. It just costs you money.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised at that. But I think that, I don't even know if he is aware of, that he even knows it's an explanation or an apology. Because when he makes the comment, well, I guess he can finish his term. I thought, boy, that's a, this is one of the communications.
He didn't say, I guess. He said, I think he would be good to serve the rest of his term.
It was in a,
But it still isn't written in the law. It still isn't written in the law. It's an interpretation.
It's an opinion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean it's going to be flawless.
Well, but just after that experience, I would hope that the board would decide on a clarification that if someone moves out of the district, that they notify us within so many days so that we understand they have moved out of the district and that the, and that we would expect them to resign, or we can declare the position vacant. So
that certainly could be an operating rule that we accept. Yeah, that makes good sense.
Well, we do have a resolution of board mm-hmm. policy, and maybe it's a good time to bring it up and add some things to it.
That seems commonsensical to me.
Yeah. Well, time spent, etc. To me, it's a learning lesson that we need a clarification, and because previously everybody had resigned, in this case they didn't. So
they either died or resigned.
Yeah. Don't die.
I'm just kidding. Well, John and
John and Phil.
Phil and Pete. The only one that moved away was your neighbor there. What was his
anyway,
name?
We don't have to decide today. I'm just putting this out there that if the other, we want to talk about it when other members are here. I think it would be a clarification and create at least a direct intent that if you move physically out of the district.
Well, let's put together
just put it on the agenda.
List of things that we need to talk about. And we'll just keep a rolling list.
Well, we do have that resolution. I mean, we could bring it back.
Yeah, okay.
And even who has access to the attorney and who can communicate with the attorney? Because those are things that can get...
That's just our operating procedures.
Complicated, yeah.
Okay, that should be crystal clear to every member of the board. Right now, I haven't got a clue.
Yeah.
Except as a matter of personal policy, I don't talk to lawyers if I don't have.
Actually, really
except the ones that think that I'm their friend.
Yeah. They all do, I told you. All right, enough of that. Signing checks.
What's the sign checks? Let me see if John will do it.
Can I sign checks now?
Well, as soon as your stuff goes in, yeah.
Oh, well, better. I'm going to not do it. Okay. I don't want
to. Well, she should be able to take it in today and get it in there.
Take more than 24 hours.
But next week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or if the that isn't the beginning of the month. Whatever. Whenever you want people to start.
I'll see if John or Jim can do it.
And if they can't, I'm back up.
Okay.
Okay. Non-agenda items. Anything else?
Well, the only thing is, I don't have time to review this today.
I haven't looked at it either yet.
But this project is not that big that it can't be done in 2 years. Okay. That's my personal, probably my professional opinion, based mm-hmm. on having done a bunch of these similar things in other small mm-hmm. districts too. So if Kyle has a different opinion, we need to have words, and maybe we could just work it out amongst ourselves.
Okay.
But I don't want to talk to our consultant without the clear consensus mm-hmm. of the board.
Well, I think we need, first of all, our own personal needs and priority, and whether or not his firm can handle the time schedule that we're asking for.
It's kind of late now. It's kind of late now to reassess. Whether or not.
No, I mean, I understand what it is, but I'm just saying.
Sherry, do you think that is the issue? It's a manpower issue on their end?
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think so. In fact, a colleague used to work for me and interviewed with them a few weeks ago. He'd be a good staff in addition to it. Mm-hmm. I need to text him today and see if he got an offer or not. But he's meeting with their president, mm-hmm. so that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
So I just think, and I don't know. I need to know a lot more about the grant or mm-hmm. the loan. Is it a grant and a loan or just a loan?
No, that is a loan.
And the terms of when that kicks in?
It's already kicked in. Oh, in fact.
So theoretically, the money is available now?
Yep.
Okay, good. That's good.
Part of the money. We're going to, because of their cost projection, instead of 1,100,000, it's now 2 million something. So we need to amend it. But I did apply for the first disbursement from the loan because at this point we'd already gotten approved, the contract signed, all this other stuff, but we never pulled any money yet. We've just been paying, because we're supposed to pay like 200,000, you know, in our amount. So
is this all factored into our rates, our water use rates for next year?
It's in. We've been putting money away each year and increasing it up to this year. It's 200,000 that we are putting away for the year into the capital improvement fund.
Great.
Okay.
I like that.
So I actually did a disbursement for, how much was it for, Chris? 74,000 something to from the engineering costs. Because once you get to 75,000, you have to do an additional audit. You have to do a federal audit besides your regular audit. So I figure that's all we'll borrow for in this year's. Maybe next year we'll probably go over it because we'll actually have the project going.
Sure, sure.
So
I'm mainly concerned that, you know, as you plan on a complex, numerous things to do, sometimes things, you get delayed over something might happen. And knowing that you have a time frame too, I would just like to see the big things done and completed, you know, to make sure that you're on board.
Oh.
Because you have that history, you know.
I have a lot of respect for contractors, because I've had many instances where I've designed something one way, and the low bidder had a different idea, and his idea was better than mine. And I've learned every time that there's more ways to skin a cat. I also have learned that you can't be a nice guy to your contractor. You have to have an arm's length relationship, and you have to have a firm scope, schedule, budget.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's, if he...
And timeline.
We absolutely have to have liquidated damages in
right.
this contract.
Yes.
And I collected them on one time because a stupid contractor shut my road job down over by Clackamas Community College so his crew could go deer hunting.
Oh my God.
And it started raining the week after he got back, and that I might have been giving him some more time for uh-huh. weather conditions, but I said no. Uh-huh. And I had actually collected, what was that for us? For Oregon City, City of Oregon City. I said, what do we do with this check? I said, it goes back in your general fund.
Mm-hmm.
And so the contractor wasn't happy, but it was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I have very little tolerance for stupid stuff. Maybe I'm getting to be an old guy now.
Well, the world runs on too much idiocy.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Chris. So those are the general, other than the actual design, which I do want to mm-hmm. very carefully review it. Probably in their offices would be fine. I've never been in their office, but we need to drive this contract. And whether I have some, if that's you, are you going to be the driver of the contract? Or you need some help from me? Maybe you might be your assistant or something?
I may.
I know how to drive a contract.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to make sure the job gets done right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know when I'm sending the disbursement off, we're like a year off right now from what we said we were going to do, and part of it is because we went out for RFP for engineering that would delay it some. Mm-hmm.
That's a good reason.
Yeah.
I'd write on that.
That's
a total complete explanation. Yeah.
Well, that they were told, you know. When we went out,
did you fire Murray Smith? Is that what happened?
No, Jim retired, and they really didn't want us.
Why?
I don't know. They didn't respond to the RFP.
For goodness sake.
They didn't respond to it. I think because they were getting more into doing stuff with Lake Oswego. I mean, they're in charge of their road planning and all this other stuff.
I don't see that as a conflict, but they run this.
No, it may just be a matter of they don't have the time or the interest in little jobs.
That's true. But anyway, like I said, it was Jim retiring that kind of put it on that way.
Well, but this project that you have there is not a little job. I work for one of the 10 largest engineering firms in the country, and we would have gone after the design for that project. Because our philosophy, which is mine, was that we need a blending of large projects, the long continuous thing, and the shorter ones, too.
Because otherwise, if everything ends at the same time, you're looking around going,
oh, sure.
So what do we do with these guys now?
Well, you don't work here anymore.
You've got the...
Okay. Agenda consensus for the May 13th meeting. I think we got enough stuff to talk about already.
I think so, too.
We've got budget, and then...
we'll just do a shortened, you know, board meeting.
Yeah.
But maybe some of those things I'll present, the job description, the on-call comparison.
Okay. So, unless there is something else, we are adjourned at 9:50.
Sorry.
And you would have been adjourned half an hour ago if I hadn't asked all these stupid questions.
No, actually, they're really good questions, and they should be asked.
Do I keep one of these?
Yeah. Yes, you
okay.
Do.
Take it home. Put it on your wall.
I can find the best for it.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of those.